Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We posted a list of the Illinois congressional delegation who received NRA campaign contributions in 2016. That includes our U.S. senators. Dick Durbin's not on the list. Tammy Duckworth is, to the tune of $50. But Darren LaHood, Rodney Davis, John Shimkus, Mike Bost, Randy Hultgren, Adam Kinzinger, and Peter Roskam are all on that list. All of them received $2,000 or more towards their campaigns in 2016. We also posted their NRA scores. The NRA scores legislators on their gun legislation friendliness. Tammy Duckworth gets a 7%. She fails. All the rest of them, all of them in the House and all of them Republicans, get an A, 93% for each of them. We reached out to each of them to come on and explain to us their views on some of the gun laws in this country and what we can or should do about that. None of them were able to join us today. Raja Krishnamoorthy was, and he's on line 7. He is a Democrat in the Illinois congressional delegation. Raj, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How much of this is on the legislation? You know, there was a very poignant piece of video that circulated in the last 18 hours or so, and it's of the mother of one of the kids that were killed in Florida, and she is just screaming. Her heart is breaking. And when the anchors, they cut back to the anchors on CNN after having let this woman have her say, they can't even pull themselves together. It's just crushing. But she's screaming at the president. She wants Donald Trump to make the school safer. Can the president do that? And can the Congress do that? And if so, how?
Absolutely, John. I think it's the responsibility of Congress and the president to do that. You know, this is the 30th mass shooting this year, the 18th in a school in 45 days. 21 people have died in a school shooting now this year alone. I thought that Newtown would be the turning point in terms of making it clear that what we have on the books with regard to gun ownership is not right, and that we need to have common sense gun restrictions. But that didn't seem to be the turning point. And now thoughts and prayers cannot be enough. We have to move forward. You may already know this, but 92% of Americans, including 87% of Republicans, favor universal background checks. And even 75% are in favor of 30-day waiting periods for all gun sales. Neither of those has any chance of passing in this Congress. And that's because of what you said before. There's a political wall of resistance by the gun lobby to any of these changes. I come from Peoria, where gun ownership was common, and guns were used for sportsmanship, marksmanship, hunting, and so forth. But even people in Peoria would be outraged at what's going on right now, in my humble belief, with regard to the completely unrestricted access to guns and, quite frankly, weapons of mass destruction, such as the AR-15.
Yeah, I don't know how you're able to do it. I would, though, and by the way, you're noting, as we did yesterday, that there have been 18 shootings in the last 45 days is suspect this way. I mean, it's just not right. And maybe you haven't caught up with that detail. It's too many. But the organization that puts that list out, that Bernie Sanders and Cher and all of the major news networks across the country retweeted and reposted, it's an organization that keeps a tally on gun shootings. They say that they post, as a gun shooting, any use of a firearm in a school building or on school grounds. They include, though, say, an instance where a man who was going to commit suicide, and I think eventually did so in the parking lot of a school in Michigan. The school had been closed for months. There were no students there. There was no school in operation there. But technically, It was the operation of a firearm on school grounds. There was another instance where in Michigan, somebody shot a gun in a school parking lot. Nobody was injured, and it wasn't any kind of a shooting of people, but it counts because they want that number to be as high as possible. They're advocates. So let's be careful what statistics we throw around. If it was just one, it's too many. And I think that's the bottom line point here. But back to what we can do. The AR-15, can you write a bill that specifically targets one gun and just makes it impossible or much more difficult to get that?
You know, it would be, it may be possible, but I would only want to say that if you target one particular gun or one make and model, then there might be others of a similar class that might not be affected by that particular restriction. And I think what we're talking about here is a class of weaponry that's not, it's not in the same league as a handgun. This is a semi-automatic weapon. And by the way, with a bump stock can become a machine gun. We just to mention one thing very quickly. After the Las Vegas shooting, where actually 58 people died, that's the worst mass shooting that at least I'm aware of. There was apparently what appeared to be a consensus about outlawing that bump stock accessory, which transforms a semi-automatic weapon into a machine gun.
Yeah.
And for the first time, I thought we would see some bipartisanship with regard to outlawing that, but that even failed. And that failed because the gun lobby put a brick on it in Congress, even when Republicans introduced measures to outlaw it, you know, in the House. And so this is, you know, we're not in the right place, to say the least, John.
What about this business of Barack Obama signing an order when he was president after Sandy Hook that would put people who cannot get their driver's license because of a mental illness or on Social Security because of a mental illness, it would put those 75,000 people on an FBI watch list and would make it, I guess, impossible for them to buy a gun because of their mental illness. If you can't drive a car, say, or on some sort of disability, then maybe you shouldn't have a gun. Shortly after he became president, in the next month, Donald Trump rescinded that order. Do you know much about that, and is that something that we could revisit?
Yeah, that was a painful day, again, around February of last year, so 1 year ago. You're correct. Congress passed and the president signed a bill to revoke, you know, this Obama-era rule that restricted gun purchases for people with mental illnesses. You know, I'd like to see that type of measure brought back. Obviously, we want to, you know, there's just without boring your listeners to tears, there is some back and forth. I think it's legitimate back and forth between people in the privacy community who are concerned that, you know, sharing background information about people with mental illnesses can really stigmatize them and then ultimately prevent them from getting access to jobs and so forth. I feel that there are ways to restrict the dissemination of that information and in any case make sure that folks who have serious issues don't have access to a firearm.
Yeah, that's interesting because you're right. Advocates for people with mental health issues, civil libertarians actually did not like that thing. They said, why is it that because I have a mental illness, you think I'm violent and you deny me my Second Amendment? So these things aren't always as easy as you might think. I'm not saying any of this is easy, but I think we have to do something. And I'll probably say this after the next shooting, too. And Raj, I hope that you and your colleagues can get something done.
I hope so too, John. And I just want to say one last word to your listeners, whether they're Republicans or Democrats or Independents. If this issue matters to you, please bring it up with your members of Congress and your senators and take it to the ballot box. You know, you have to vote on the basis of it as well.
Well, here's the straight A list on my Facebook page, and the language.
I don't think I got an A.
You did not, my friend. In fact, do you know? Did you get any money from the NRA PAC?
No, of course not. And I think I think I got an F-, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah. I just to make it clear, John, I think there is a Second Amendment. People agree that in our country we're unique in the world in terms of those Second Amendment rights, but there's a limit. And now we are crossing that limit where, you know, people, good people, honest people, need to have a real discussion about what are common sense restrictions on the access to gun ownership.
Raj Krishnamoorthy, thanks for your time this afternoon, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you. He's a Democrat, Illinois congressman. By the way, the language we posted with this post on my Facebook page said, here's how to contact these guys. Here's their grade. Here's how much money they got from the NRA. Call them or email them and tell them, good job. Keep doing what you're doing. Or tell them the opposite. It's your call. But I think today's a good day to reach out to these people.